Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to the Brown Load, and we all know life can be pretty hectic. That's why we are trying to encourage everybody to take a little moment out from their hectic lifestyles. Is life hectic for you, Satch?
It is a bit.
Is life hectic for you, Kedge?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
That was
it gets hectic.
That was like it's hectic, but he hasn't realized how hectic it is until I asked you how hectic it was. Mm. Yeah. So, but that's why you got to stop. And we always say about being in the moment, meditating, taking time out for yourself. That's what we want you to do right now. And that's what Kingfisher, the beer company, want you to do as well. They are very kindly, very proudly, and with full love and acceptance, we've got them on board as partners on this podcast because they want you to savor every moment. Step out of life, savor the moments. And I think that's what a good beer, a nice munch, hanging out with friends, watching your kids play, those are those moments that create that. So if you're out with your friends, you're chilling, you're laughing, you're reminiscing about old times, it's a nice day, enjoy a crisp Kingfisher at the same time. And the satisfaction of that first sip will hit you. It is a great beer. It's a great tasting beer. I was serving it all weekend to my guests who were over. We had a load of house full of people yesterday, and they were loving the Kingfisher because it's going down in frosted glasses as well.
Ooh,
that always makes a difference, doesn't it?
But again, game changer.
It actually, it only stays frosted for about 30 seconds.
No.
But no, what do you mean?
If you do it properly.
No, it is properly. It'd been in there for days. My point is, that little moment, that little appreciation. No. Of course, Kedge's frost lasts longer. Of course it does. But if you are doing the same and you just want to enjoy your beer, then go to Wonderlust Drinks Company to buy your Kingfisher. I say Wonderlust. I know you can buy it many places. But if you go to Wonderlust Drinks Company to buy it, .com, and you type in Brownload in the little checkout when you're buying your Kingfisher beer, you'll get 15% off. We all love a little discount. So go do that. If you're in the middle of something a little bit refreshing and taking time out from your hectic schedule, enjoy a Kingfisher and enjoy it on a discount. On us, we want you to take a moment, enjoy a Kingfisher, and look up and see the beauty. But it's time to listen up and listen to the Brown Load.
So let's crack on with Navratri 2023, because we spoke about it briefly last week and sort of the potential techers that everyone will be displaying this year. It's bigger than ever. More people engaged, more music, more Falguni Padak, and just more dhol and more rhythm and more bass. And I thought, you know what? I did dust off my dandia.
Right.
And I ventured
out. Did he just say RDB in the roundabout way? He did, didn't
he? Oh, yeah.
So you picked a Punjabi artist to reflect Falguni Padak's.
Well, it's all one, isn't it?
It's all one.
In the roundabout way, are you trying to say that you went to Navratri?
In a roundabout way, I did dust off the dandia and I went to Garba Dandia, a venue in Wembley.
Yeah.
Nice. And I wasn't so basically.
Is that where you got ill? Because I can hear it in your voice. Well, now that you've started speaking, can you hear it?
I mean, it's
a bit throaty.
Of course, if you're going to catch
anything.
Because
normally it's quite high.
Where did the dandia go?
You've been quite high pitched recently.
Well, the voice is broken.
Yeah.
But obviously, what do you expect when you're going into the COVID soup like that?
You were right in the middle of the broth.
Is it COVID? Why can't you just call it cold and flu October?
Well, yeah,
Why have you got COVID?
Honestly, I did think I was going to get COVID because it was like, you know, I was coughing and I still got a little lingering cough going on as well.
Have you been testing?
Yeah. I've been testing. Oh, well,
for COVID?
Oh, yeah, no.
Not with the dandy.
No, I have been testing. So that's what's sort of. But so we went down and basically we were all decided, right, where are we going to go and all of this kind of thing. So you go to, you try and go to your usual venues, the bigger places, all sold out.
Oh.
All sold out by Thursday.
Wow.
It would be.
It's a Saturday, of course. So, ticketed, yes. Not just how it used to be, a fiver, a couple of quid.
What is it now, Kedge? What's the game rate?
15 quid.
And what do you get for that?
Believe that.
What do you get for that?
You get snacks, you get t-shirts.
You get nothing but people stepping on your foot and smacking your fingers.
You should get a little Navratri 2023 sticker. Little wristband or something like that.
I agree. And this is why, once again, we are always leading in the ideas and innovation category.
No, mate. Cost of living crisis is 15 quid to get in. Do you want to come in or not?
Well, this is it. For 15 quid, you could probably go and see an artist, couldn't you?
No, you can't. What artist can you see for 15 quid?
Can I tell you something? My solo comedy show tickets are £15.
There you go. You could see Tommy Sandu. Man like Sandu. Make you laugh.
You're underselling yourself.
Nah, but I'll be honest. They did say, do you want to go higher? I said, no. No one's going to come. Keep it cheap.
But if you build it and if it's good, then people will come later on.
Exactly. That's my theory. But anyway, this they're going straight.
Next time they're going to be 30, Tommy. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, the way the inflation's going. So anyway, we couldn't go choice number one, couldn't go choice number two, couldn't go. So anyway, we end up going to a much smaller place in Wembley.
What was choice number one?
Oh, Norfolk.
I like that.
I thought you were gonna say Ahmedabad.
I mean, God, did you see that one? Did you see that one? I think it was in Ahmedabad in Baroda. 200,000 people.
What,
mate? Do you see? I saw one on telly.
Before you get
all doing a swirly dance,
swirling together. So anyway, ended up going. And it was a
festival. That's like a Glastonbury.
But this is what it is. Yeah.
Navratranbury.
Yeah.
Navratranbari. I like that.
Yeah.
So it's a roadblock. Try and get into anywhere near Wembley. It's a roadblock. Anyway, got a bit of parking right at the end. Walk down, loads of people. Firstly, can I just say, they've become so strict now with security.
Yeah, you have to be.
And there have to be, I guess.
Takes the muzz out of it, though.
Well, yes and no, because obviously you want everyone to be safe as well. But the guy was questioning me, like, you know, have you got any fun, any tamaku, any of this, you know, like, you
tamaku?
Know. Yeah,
what's
no
that?
Beardies. Tamaku is the thing that you grind in your hand, you shove it in the corner of your mouth.
Oh, like
and you grind the juice out of it, which is basically just a quicker way of getting cancer. So
okay, it's like a quick high, though.
People do it for high and all of this kind of stuff. Chewing gum, they were getting guys to spit chewing gum out.
So what did you do? Throw your whole stash away in the bin?
Oh, luckily, I didn't. I said, look at me. I'm a Siddha.
Is that what you did?
I said, look at me. I'm Mr. Siddha here. There's none of that extra stuff going on here. But what they were doing also is, well, you know, like you've got all the dangly bits, like the bells and stuff on the dunya.
Yeah.
All being removed.
Health and safety. Might catch someone's eye.
And actually, I thought, well, initially I thought, why are they doing this? They're taking the muzz out of, you know, because that's the traditional.
You stole my bell.
Exactly. All the bells were taken off. There was a box of bells.
No bells, no whistles.
There you go.
So it's Navratri, but without the frills.
No whistles and bells. But actually, it's good because obviously those bells fall off and then they go into your foot, you get cut and all of that kind of stuff.
Fine. Health and safety.
So there was a lot of safety procedure, which was fine. I get it, but it just made the queues longer and slower. Mm. You get inside. My God.
Bellends. So just bellends holding up
there. Yeah. Too many. You get in. Bruv, it was crazy. So this one had two venues, like all doing, so the same music, but one venue had the actual live band and the other one was streaming the video.
Okay.
Oh.
Because obviously it was just two venues and you couldn't, you know, all can't all fit into one. But the main venue had like disco lights. It was like Usher's club or something.
Right.
Yeah, like those green lights going up and down, a proper rave.
Smoke machine, right.
And they were like, kids, can you please leave this room? They don't want any kids in here, because it was going nuts. Yeah, and it was just... And then all the balcony areas up the top rammed. And then also, there was a lot of food on available.
Yeah.
So chips, your pakore, all of that kind of stuff. They even had gola. Love gola. Have you ever had a gola?
Trainers. I had high tech and then gola. And then I don't know what gola is. Gola.
There must be the equivalent of Punjabi.
That's why you've got a sore throat.
I did delve into a couple.
That's why you got a sore throat.
Probably. It is.
So, that's like dirty ice and they put some flavour. Do you know what? It's rank, bro.
No, it's Mr. Freeze, but this is the original, the birth. This is Mr. Freeze's bup.
Yeah, but it's got like fart powder and stuff in it.
No. They don't all have fart powder
they
in
do.
It.
So,
No, you can have...
Hajmullah.
You can get blackcurrant flavour, passion fruit flavour, mango flavour.
Why are you coughing now?
I'm telling you, it's his fault. He's coming
in.
Can
you not keep it to yourself, man?
Well, exactly. I've got the Navratri bug.
So basically, it's a stick with loads of crushed ice, and then you put whatever sauce on.
I've seen them do that. I've seen them squirt the flavour on.
Oh, no. But basically, there's loads of people who were just eating and sitting on the floor. And it was like some massive grand picnic. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm thinking, have you come here to do Garba Dandiya or have you come here to eat?
To eat.
So, but it was interesting. The new generation of young people are there as well.
Like, how did you feel? Because you're now in Kaká territory. You are not the guy that was going when he was 16 to 21.
In the swinging 20s.
He's not that guy anymore.
On the chirps.
Now you are that guy that's standing at the back.
Yeah.
Judging all the people sitting on the floor. Yeah. You know,
and then kind of like watching other people do their moves. And like, well,
I'll tell you what.
I can't do that anymore.
I may be in the Kaká territory of age-wise, but I'll tell you, the stamina.
I knew the stamina, you know, the stamina with all the 16 year olds.
Oh mate, they were all falling apart, getting tired and all that. I'm like,
I would love to watch this
guy. I didn't even start sweating yet. We were already on the super fast run. I'm like looking at everyone going, look at the fitness here. They're
all
sweating.
Did you take your shirt off? Why don't you take your shirt off? You shouldn't take your shirt off.
I could have. But
are you allowed to take your shirt off? No.
And I looked at my watch because my watch started calculating. So we'd already done 2.5.
Did it come up? Did it know you've been going about?
2.5 miles. 2.5 miles.
Was that there?
It came as an indoor walk.
Oh, okay. Oh.
But 2.5 miles. Yeah. And I'm like, 2.5 miles. And I said, we still got...
night, that's what you did.
No, that was just 2.5 miles at the time. We finished on at 4 miles. But
4 miles in the night?
Yeah. And I just thought... The kids nowadays, they haven't got the stamina.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because they hit training, they got little bursts of it.
Yeah, and sweat.
This is what the Kakas used to say in my time when I was a kid going there.
Look at you, look at me. I still got it.
You're fancy, Dania. He's that guy.
Can I just say, I tell you what, they need a little deodorant station.
No, you can't say that. I think,
you know, they were selling jewellery in the corner. They were selling Punjabi dresses in the corner.
Were they?
Yeah, why, they were doing, they had all of this like kind of like, little fair thing going
like
on.
Like a bazaar.
Well. Like a bazaar, yeah. But they need just little deodorant cans. And maybe, like, I was thinking
it's too
about,
late then, though. It's too late for deodorant.
I was thinking
then.
About, like, I think they should just give you, you know, like you said, what do you get? What do you get
for your 15 pounds? Yeah, you get.
I think if they just handed out sweat patches with
Navratri. Sweat patches? Something you put on your armpit?
Yeah, sweat patch 2023. Just stick them on both your armpits and let's just create a beautiful smell.
That's not a thing, is it? You can't buy patches that soak up sweat.
No, but surely that can be invented.
Yeah, but it would feel weird. Imagine just like a sellotape.
Why don't you just give them a little can of Lynx or something? Africa.
Even that. Lynx India. Lynx Gujarat. Lynx Ahmedabad. Let's do it.
They got Lynx Africa.
Yeah.
Lynx India
would stink.
I just go, no, I'm all right.
Pause.
They went, do you want to smell it? I go, no, I'm still all right.
But the stench was incredible. I mean, and it's...
It would be.
And...
No, I'll tell you what, if it smells of that, you know that dechi smell that you get?
No, it's not dechi.
No, but Lynx India. I tell you what, it made me feel dechi because it was going up my nose. And it was horrific.
Dechi.
Yeah, it was.
Dechi.
No, I get it. You know, like everyone just hums a little bit if they get a little bit sweaty and stuff. But, you know, there are ways and methods of controlling that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, you know, why are we not got this on lock?
Yeah.
Like, I think you can, look, if you're doing like because it's dancing and you're going to get hot and smelly and sweaty and stuff.
Of course.
Just make sure you're nice and clean before you go to it. Like, have a shower, smell nice.
And also,
if you are going to sweat, it might be all right.
Sometimes you're of that persona of who does hum quite a lot because you know that that's what you do.
Yeah.
So just carry a little one.
But I think
carry a little short. Be sure.
Yeah.
And make everyone else feel sure.
What a great advert for sure. You know when they do that spray with the tick?
Yeah.
And they should do that with the Navratri guy.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, he goes, look, it's still dry.
Yeah.
And that little tick
instead
pattern.
Of like they're singing, bye bye, they just, sure. That's it.
His name could be Kishore.
Kishore, yeah. That's it. Don't be a Kishore.
Kishore, not Kumar. No, he doesn't hum.
Yeah, he doesn't hum.
Yeah, and he could be humming the song as he goes around.
I mean,
I'm humming, but I'm not humming.
Yeah, don't be Ming Ben.
I did see videos that you post up, and I've got to say, it looked good.
It did look good.
It looked really nice.
It's funny how people go, Kedge, it looks brilliant here. Yeah, I was like, it did look good. Like, it was a proper
race. Yeah, no, it looked good.
You know.
But on the flip side, I was out, where was I? I was at my cousin's house on Friday, and my aunt put on, I think it comes in Colors Gujarati, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
The live streaming broadcast of Falguni Pathak's.
Oh, my God, she's here.
Falguni Pathak's concert for Mumbai. Bruv, there was 30,000 people there.
Wow.
It's at some outdoor sort of stadium-y thing.
Yeah, I think she was in Mumbai. She was in Mumbai.
And do you know what? Like, so I see it. Obviously, she comes on TV once a year.
By the way, is this just a disclaimer? This is Satch's yearly Falguni Pathak. Yeah. I miss Falguni Pathak moment.
No, right. Honestly, she was really good.
Why?
Like, she was rocking it. And I was just like, all right, fair play. You come out once a year, but fair play. You are smashing it.
And how?
She was just really good. Like, her singing was on point. Like, she was just, she knew how to entertain the crowd. And I'm like, do you know what? As but someone also, who watches people entertaining people, I'm like, you're good. Like, you've got it.
She has the advantage of a probably of like a 15-piece band as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, no, the production that, and all of that is that, on no, a no, different scale.
When you've got like 3-4 door players, a doubler players, but all Kedge, of that.
When you're at that level, you need all of that.
Yeah. Correct. And also, what I'm saying, also, you could argue that performing with a 15-piece band is harder because you've got to then time up yourself with 15 different live things going. That's more in the
mix. She rocked it.
But you see, okay.
I'm going to,
this is such a Kedge line to say, and as soon as I thought.
Here we go.
But this is a generational thing. And let's just say it, Kedge.
I don't say that.
Let's just say it. No,
No.
What we say is, the new generation don't make them like that.
No,
they don't. There you are with your stamina. Yeah. There we are with, you know what, look.
I'm not saying they don't have the stamina.
We were from the radio, right?
Yeah.
And now when we listen, not just, you know, to BBC Asia Network or any other radio station, you kind of go, actually, and even mainstream, you know, English stations, you're like, they're lacking something. They're lacking that effort that they're going to put in.
Mm.
And it's that old school effort. We're old school, right? Yeah. That what we
speak
put into
for
radio.
Yourself.
Okay.
Isn't it?
I'm old school, right? But Hogany, she's got all that under her belt.
Yeah.
She's got all those stripes, you know, like medals of performance. Like,
how do you know she wears trousers?
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah. I don't know if she wears
trousers. No, she does.
I didn't say she wears trousers. I said she's under a stripe.
You need a belt.
No. Oh, yeah, under a belt. Oh, yeah, yeah. Under a nala, okay. Could be.
Well,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
now she wears trousers.
It's trousers.
That should be a phrase. Mate, got loads of experience under my nala. I've got loads of experience under my nala.
Honestly, she rocked it. And I was just like, do you know what? I actually watched it. Like, I didn't want to leave and, do you know, be like, I'll turn this off.
Yeah.
She was really
good. You've got a little bit of a thing for Fagun, innit?
No, I haven't got a thing for her. I'm just saying, I appreciate when someone's performing and I'm like, that's really good.
Yeah.
And I think Tommy's the same as well.
Yeah,
so basically, indirectly, what you're saying is, Satch, is why can't we bring her down here?
I would love to bring her down here.
But if I... Oh!
Hold on a minute. What's going on?
You're going to, aren't you?
No, what do you mean? I'll be honest. What do you mean? What am I going to do?
No, look at that, right?
How?
Let me tell you something. Look at this way he's smirking. I bet you've thought about it.
No, I haven't. I really haven't because, number one, I just...
Are you Kedge in disguise?
I haven't got the time. But I'm just saying... If someone wanted to put on a Navratri event in the UK or London or whatever.
What about a Navratri garage brunch, Kedge?
No.
In collaboration.
We can't mix that. No.
Sedge, if she comes over. So she did come over once, right?
Mm.
And she performed at Wembley Arena. Okay. I was there.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Just that's you. What I mean.
It was incredible. No.
And 20,000 people.
There was hundreds and thousands of people. The problem with Wembley Arena is it's long.
It's a square long. And it's long.
Rectangle. It needs to be a medan. And that's where our friend Tommy could probably come in.
Why? What have I got?
Well,
your garden.
You know, with all your property.
Yeah.
Maybe you could probably dig out a property.
I've got one which has got a few acres.
See, Satch?
There you go.
I was thinking immediately.
We can
do this. No, I was like, it needs to be in the O2 in the middle.
Or O2.
It's round.
Yeah, it has to be round. Or
a big square.
But if you clear out the whole of the middle of the...
Yes.
Yeah,
but the problem we've got is that we don't have the weather in October.
Yeah, it has to be indoor.
So Tommy, you've got to build an indoor roof.
Indoor round.
I'm on it.
If I do that,
Buddock, I'm on it. I'm gonna get my builders round.
Honestly, as you said, Kedge, you're going to some garba in Wembley for 15 quid.
Yeah,
you could probably charge 30, 40, and people come.
Oh yeah. Oh, we that's how much we paid to go to. I remember that's how I think how much
even 25
quid. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it worked.
Well, you say 20 or 30 or 40. I'll tell you who I went to see this week. And people were paying, forget 20, 30, 40. People were paying 100, £200.
Oh. Ooh,
Beyonce. Taylor Swift.
Madonna.
Oh, you did say
Madonna
that.
Madonna was in town.
Yeah, last week.
I did say that I was going to go.
Yeah, of course you did. And?
Mate.
Did she live up to it?
Mate.
Still got it?
I went to see Michael Jackson in 1995.
Yeah.
No, 95 History Tour.
Yeah.
In Wembley. I've since then...
Have you noticed, all of Kedge's concert repertoire revolves around Wembley. He doesn't go far from his house.
No.
I saw Falguni Baddock in Wembley. I went to a garba night in Wembley.
Where did he go to school?
In Wembley. Wembley. You know what? There's a Wembley wicked High. Restaurant. Arden Where is it, Kedge? Wembley.
Where's your barbers?
No, but I mean, back then, it was
sponsored by Kingfisher
and ever. It was only ever the venue, wasn't it? For the great concerts, right?
Mm.
Janet Jackson I saw there as well. But
who?
Go Janet Jackson. But Michael Jackson, 95... And then in between, I've seen the likes of Drake, Busta Rhymes, Kanye, Jay-Z.
Yep.
I've seen all Drake. Who else? Stormzy.
Yeah. Elton John.
There hasn't been anything as close as that Michael Jackson concert in terms of production and all of that shebang.
Yeah.
Madonna. was as good as that.
Wow. That's good.
That's a big statement.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting that much. But her choice of songs, the story arc, because there was a whole story to it. It wasn't just someone coming on and just jumping around a stage.
Yeah.
And the layout, like if you know, there's a you can have brilliant layout of stage there as well in the O2. And so she had like bits of, she was moving seamlessly from all the different things. There was a story. The hype man was brilliant. And then all the graphics, because you know they've got like these curtains that come down, up, and so you've got different parts of the story happening as well. Incredible. The choreography, 65.
Yep.
My girl 65. Is still moving like, you know, 35.
Yep.
It was so solid and real poignant moments
so
in there.
So solid
she did.
There.
Huh?
So solid
there.
No. Oh, we're back to the Garage Brunch.
No.
It was so solid.
No, but she did like a brilliant tribute to like people
didn't
who died of AIDS.
Didn't she do 4 seconds? 4 minutes? What's that song?
Four minutes.
With Timbaland.
Yeah, 21 seconds ago.
So she did a nice little tribute to people who died from AIDS as well. So that was quite sad. Point Michael Jackson tribute. Wicked.
Oh, really?
Wicked.
That's interesting.
Because you forget how close they were.
I was thinking that. I think on their level, Madonna knows. She must know. And like Michael Jackson must have known that certain names, Madonna, Michael Jackson, who else?
Prince. Yeah,
just get said together. Bob Marley, even you know, that kind of legendary. And now we might go Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Rihanna, that kind of thing.
The next generation.
But that you're right. Michael Jackson was her peer. And the fact that he's gone, I wonder whether deep down she sort of misses him. You know, like
of course she
was us running the show. Do you know?
Well,
what you didn't realize is they showed
Ronaldo
photos. Messi in a way. You know,
and then that's what I mean. You see the photos. She flashed all the photos of them together, and they're just you know laughing together, always close together in cars and this, that, and the other. And he's just like. They were really good friends.
Yeah.
But it was just a brilliant.
Was the standout moment from the concert?
Well, the Michael Jackson thing was brilliant, the way she did it. Okay. And I would say Vogue, when she did Vogue, that was pretty cool.
Good.
Like, the choreography for that and everything. It was just a good story. Like
good.
It was a whole visual thing. You didn't just go there to listen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a very visual concert. But incredible, and she's coming back in December. Guys, honestly.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
I'd love to go.
You know?
I'd love to go.
I think the tickets are about 100 quid or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a Madonna concert. It's an absolute legend like you say, that you will see.
And also, it's a legend of all our time.
Yeah.
Throughout I was born in 76, so from the 80s, Madonna's there.
But you can still play a Madonna song. Everyone will know it.
Oh,
so
the production's brilliant. Can I tell you my Madonna story?
I
have a Madonna story. I met her, right?
Do you?
Yeah.
So did I.
Where?
He met her last week at the concert, yeah.
Where? How did you meet her?
Hyde Park.
Oh, yeah, like a backstage thing?
No.
Go on.
Oh, in the park?
We were going with
the swings.
We were going for our usual Tepla picnic.
Yeah.
So we were lugging the Tepla on an icebox and everything.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Madonna jogs past us.
That's not meeting her.
That's not meeting her, no.
Okay, I sat with her at dinner. Right.
I had a little flirt.
If you look at someone's chipper,
she ran away from you because she smelt Tepla.
She picked up the pace. She's like, smells like a curry ass out here.
Isn't it? Horrible. She's what is this? Send these all back to Wembley.
So as you know, I was a voiceover in Blind Date. So I worked with Cilla Black. Cilla Black knows everybody. And Cilla was very sweet. And I was on my way to DJing and she called me. Cilla goes, what are you doing? I said, on my way to the club.
Yeah.
And I said, do you want to come down? She goes, we'll come down later, but you got to come to the Wolseley restaurant. The Wolseley restaurant in Mayfair. Where would you say that?
Park Lane?
Around
that area, yeah.
Green Park, that way. So, right. Nice restaurant, really old school English,
posh.
Went in, who's at the table? Cilla didn't say anything. She just said, oh, can you make it?
Don't lie.
Right? She said, come. She goes, you got to come. Just come, come.
Put it on you like that?
Yeah. She goes, you just got to come. Just come and pop in. She goes,
what if you're dressed horrible?
No, but I was going to the club, so okay, I was right. Fine. Okay. But even then, people at the Wolseley, because it's like a Thursday night, it's a celebrity night.
Yeah.
But no one really dresses up. They're whatever. I go in and they've got a table right in the middle and Cilla ushers me over. Next to Cilla is Joan Collins, a couple of their friends, right?
Yeah.
Then it's Madonna and Guy Ritchie.
Shut up.
Six of them.
What?
Right?
Shut up.
And apparently Madonna and Guy Ritchie were on another table, but then they sort of saw Cilla, they kind of, you know, checked and then went, oh, let's
come join us. Oh, madness.
So I'm sitting there and I'm actually sat with Joan Collins. That was when Joan Collins was trying to set me up with her daughter. She went, so I was joking
around. What are you saying
no for? I've never met her.
We wouldn't be sitting in this garage.
No, I know, exactly. We'd be sitting in bloody.
We'll be doing it in the Wolseley.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But she was going,
what about the podcast?
She goes, you're so funny. You'd be perfect my daughter and all that. And actually, someone lent into my ear. I'm not
Tommy Collins.
Who, one of the people on the table said, I wouldn't. I do not all that. It's what they actually said.
No.
And I just went, okay. But someone did say that. And I'm not going to say who. Right? But Madonna. This is my thing to Madonna. Madonna and Guy Ritchie, what I want to say is, very quiet at the table. They didn't say much.
Yeah.
Right? The waiter comes over to take drinks. And I go,
this is the moment.
I go, surely you want a non-alcoholic cocktail to Madonna. Yeah. She goes, yeah. Why? And I went, because you like a virgin. Right? Nothing from her.
Not even a laugh.
Not,
come on,
no, not from her. She just looked at me, right? A couple other people laughed. Joan Collins laughed. Guy Ritchie looked at her to like, he did like the Will Smith thing, like, is it okay to laugh?
Yeah.
And then he kind of did a little under his breath, but she didn't laugh. And I was like, and then, and at
that I bet point, she under a breath went, Bendu.
Yeah, or dick. Or she's heard it before. And I wanted to ask this, has anyone said that joke before? Because in that opportunity, you've got to catch that
that's
joke.
That's a good line. That's a good line.
Are you going to have a non-alcoholic cocktail? Why? Because I heard you like a virgin.
Do you know what? Yeah, I don't know which story's worth. Kedge with his smelly tepla in the park and she ran away, or Tommy offending her and she's thinking, what a dickhead.
That's, yeah, but I don't think she's thinking,
I
mean, that.
I think they're both as bad as each other.
Oh, wow. I don't know, Kedge.
At least you encountered with her. Yeah, that's different. But you cocked that one right.
I mean, Madonna was my first joke, I remember, from a very young age, which I always used to tell everybody as well. And it's about, you know, what's
the toilet paper
one. Yeah. And it's a brilliant joke. And it still works.
What's the joke?
I would love to say that. What does toilet paper and Madonna have in common?
Don't know.
They both get into the groove.
It's
a brilliant joke.
In the late 80s, that was the best joke.
That was
a boom. That was killed the best. It. Mic drop.
That was the best joke in time. Not only did I meet Madonna,
yeah,
I then went on and it carried on. And then I met, Satch is going to get so jealous, Eric flipping the King Cantona.
In Wembley?
No.
Oh my God, thank you. Wow.
No, he came into work.
Really?
He came into work. Okay. And I was nervous.
No, okay.
Because we were doing some filming with him.
Sort of Buddha. He's not a bit Buddha now. Because when I see him,
he's fully Buddha. No, what do you mean by Buddha?
Like, he looks old. I remember him looking majestic and strong.
I'll show you the photo.
He's old now.
Yeah.
Keji's old. You can't say he's the same Cantona. Bruv, he's not Kung Fu Cantona, is he?
No, but I think you're being a bit unfair on him in the sense that he's 50, late, like mid 50, like Chris Evans' age.
Bruv, he looks older than
him. He's the same age as Chris Evans.
I still think he looks older than he is.
Because of the beard and the
mic. Because of the beard.
And the
nose. No. Let me tell you.
He's still distinguished.
Oh, when he walks, you know the aura. As he was coming towards me, I started literally bricking it, right? Because I thought, I'm going to have to try and speak to
this
guy.
How big is he? How tall is he?
He's 6'2".
Oh, well, that is big for a player.
Yeah, no, there is presence. There's massive presence. And he comes up to me, he just gave me a spud.
Yeah.
So I spudded him. I thought, oh my God, I'm in now. He spudded me. But then he didn't talk. And then I thought, right, let him see it and everything. And then I've got to go and speak to him now, going, you know,
we need this.
I was going to say Cantona. I went, no, got to call him Eric. So I had to go and go, Eric, is it all right if we just do this bit of social video stuff like that and everything? And he was fine. And then we were about to record. So I said, right, if you just look into the camera, say this, blah, blah, blah. And he had his hat down on the floor. And he went, wait. And he picked his hat up. And he did like a spin. He put it on.
Yeah.
And he went, no, I'm not.
Okay, he's a bit of a hero.
Yeah.
Do you know what? He's a hero.
That made my day.
That's a little bit Rajinikanth. It's a bit South
Indian.
Yeah,
it's a little bit reminiscing.
But do you know what? There's some people that can do that, and he's that guy.
But honestly, I was thinking of you, Satch. I thought Satch would absolutely love it. Satch goes, Ked, just get him to sign anything. But he had so many people around him, I couldn't, do you know what I mean? Like, just do all that. And also,
he's one person I'd love to meet.
I didn't feel comfortable, you know, showing my left cheek and going,
I was
going to
say, Ked pulls out his nutsack and goes, sorry, Satch, it's all I can get signed. It was a rush moment. We're in the lift, and I went, Eric, anything, please, anything. And there he is, permanent marker. He's there forever. We're talking to legends, though. There you are, look, Madonna. You said,
I'm going to finish the hat trick tomorrow.
Who is it tomorrow?
No, on Wednesday.
Who?
Arnie.
Nah, that's a good one. Oh, because his new book.
I'm listening to his new book.
Okay, yeah.
I'm loving it so far.
Good.
It's a very good book.
I've heard the adverts for it on the radio. And actually, I think off the back of that series, he's now become very relevant again about what he's saying about life.
His story is brilliant.
Well, he's been for
it. And I love it. And like you said, we're a bit old school, but I loved how he disciplined his kids.
Well,
there's this one famous story where he's got his daughter and his daughter keeps putting her shoes just all over the place and near the fireplace and stuff. And he told her three times. And he said the third time, you do it one more time, they're going in the fire.
Right.
She did it again.
They're going in the fire.
She did it again. He chucked them in the fire.
That's it. Yeah, but you see, things like that, you know, like when I think about my dad's not extreme like that. Mm. But, you know, there's a couple of flash moments where maybe he's lost his mind, whatever, right?
Yeah, they
and
all do.
You remember those moments.
Yeah.
So she'll remember like, man, dad, remember that day dad was crazy and he
froze. But then again, they could get them shoes again the next day.
But that's the thing. He didn't. He was being very tough as a father. And then he goes, now his daughter and everyone are growing up, they go, Dad, thanks for teaching us and, you know, discipline like that, because that's how we do it on our kids.
Do you know what? Just very randomly, when you just said Arnie,
yeah,
I thought he should do a song with Dr. Seuss, a remix.
Arnie Goodyear.
How brilliant would that be?
That's a good one.
Have a word with someone.
Brilliant. Arnie Goodyear.
If he has his own
ring. Arnie Goodyear, who's the other person then?
Johnny Goodyear.
Do we have a famous Johnny? Johnny Five?
Johnny Goodyear.
Johnny
Five. But I think it could be his brand of curry. So he's like, Arnie Goodyear.
I see. Yeah,
someone hit up Zeus, man. Yeah. Kedge, put them together. Seeing as now Arnie's your mate as well.
And sticking with legends, I was interviewing and hanging out with a part of the Desi Blitz's Literature Festival. I know. Book festival, me there.
Is it?
Yeah. What?
Did you have to read?
I had to read, and I've got another one tomorrow, and it's with I was going to try to think of the most. You know what I couldn't think of? The most basic, like, 4-page books that you need to get when you were little.
Spot the dog.
Spot the dog. Yeah, that. But Spot the Dog. That shows how young you are, Satch, because that's what we even now read to Milo and Logan. Well, really? Logan, not Milo.
Man, we had a book called The Farm.
Yeah, and we used to have Johnny Red Hat, Billy Blue Hat, Jennifer Yellow Hat.
That shows how old you are.
That, bruv, if people remember
that. What is that? I've never heard of that.
That was, one lived in, something about a triangle, a square, and a circle.
Did you have Puddle Lane? You might have missed that. I think you were probably growing up. I had Puddle Lane.
No.
And the Griffin.
Why when you say Puddle Lane, it reminds me of that Mr. Moon. We've been to Puddle Moon. We've been to Puddle Moon. We follow Mr. Spoon. Button Moon.
Button Moon. It used to be on ITV. Lunchtime. Yeah,
you don't remember Button Moon?
Button Moon was one. Bruv,
Alfie Moon?
We used to be excited about that coming off. You could see the strings and everything. But
yeah, it was brilliant.
Now, the legends that I was hanging out with is the stars of Goodness Gracious Me. Goodness Gracious Me!
I'm surprised that was in key. In tone.
Because it was. It was Kulvinder Gear, who, can I say, was on brilliant form, very funny, just crazy. He is that guy. He is the.
Still?
Yep, he is. He's the bonkers, outrageous storyteller. Hello, he does the voices. Do all that.
Sweetie. What is
cutie
this thing?
Bye, yeah. Fruity. Which, by the way, I didn't say, but have you seen that guy? I think his name's Aman, kicking around on social media. I'm a very funny guy, Punjabi guy, who does a hello, sweetie.
I know what you're about.
I'm actually, and as soon as I heard that Aman say that, I thought, oh, that reminds me of Kulvinder Gear. And then when Kulvinder Gear was going to hello, I was like, actually, the way I asked the question was not directly to Aman or anybody else or any other YouTuber. I went, like, a lot of your stuff, even now, these YouTubers, they're still doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
These young Asian kids. And I said, even me, when I kind of go, I remember once I came up with something for my stand up. I was like, oh, wouldn't it be good to have like a Asian. Sorry, this is, I'm not going to offend anyone, but an Asian sex line where you get like a proper auntie on the line. And what would she say?
And then here I was like, Another great business idea from the brand.
And I thought, you know, like, oh, because, for many reasons I thought about that, right? Oh, by the way, my other idea.
If that's what, you know, turned you on.
Yeah, cool. Exactly. It was supposed to be like a fetish thing, but actually, Mira Sayal's already done it. It's part of Goodness Gracious Me. She goes, oh yeah, I'm sitting there, Miss Sari. Holy crap. Like, the Goodness Gracious Me stuff is so intertwined into my DNA that I don't even realise what's mine or what's there. You know, like, it's because it's all been a part of our growing up.
Also, can we just big up? I mean, how many years? 25 years.
Yeah, I also want to quickly mention Sanjeev Kohli and Nina Wadia. Sanjeev Kohli was there, not Bhaskar.
What about one of the writers? I think he was the director, Sanjeev Gupta.
He wasn't there. These three were there, but they've gone on to write many things.
That's the guy that I always used to look, because he used to write a lot of this stuff.
Yep.
And you know, I mean, we've just got to mention and big up, Goodness Gracious Me, the gang, the team, because what they were doing 25 years ago,
right,
was so ahead of the game. Okay. Which, you know, all the YouTubers and influencers and all that are doing, again, a version of.
Yeah.
Right?
They paved the way.
Yeah.
There was no one for them.
But they got onto mainstream telly, right? The Kumars at 42, again, was so ahead of their time. You know, you do that now, it flies, right? Yeah. People would be dying to take that on because they need diversity programs. But that was so far ahead of time.
But also cleverly done and done well.
Yeah, and then exactly. It wasn't stupid. And that's what I was saying. That sketch when they go to the restaurant and they pretend for an English.
Yeah.
How clever.
Yeah.
How clever is that?
Right, exactly.
You know, and you got that the yogi who's slightly pervy, you know, and he's like conning all the white people, you know, with meditation and stuff. Brilliant as well, you know, and the Kapoors and you know, all trying to be English, Sinjin and all of that. Yeah. And you're just like, this was so clever.
Yeah.
And yet, why have we, again, as always, Kedri will say, it feels like we've just not carried that back.
Okay, so I asked them that. I said, a lot of what I see in your comedy, I still see to this day.
Well, it's the same thing.
I said, is that a compliment or is that a dish? She goes, and Nina Wadia said, she goes, it's sad that we haven't moved on.
There we go.
It's
sad. And if Nina Ben says it, then I'm with her. Yeah. Because it's so sad that we're still, that was funny then, the bung run muffins were there. We've got to move on from that now, guys. Come on.
But also, as well, what I realised about them, and you'll like this, and I thought you'd catch in this respect, because you always said with the radio show and then what we were doing, and even now what we're doing with the Brownlow, we've been going 5 years this November.
Yeah, right? 5 years.
Well, do you know what? Last week was 250th episode.
Right. Look at that. That's pretty much 5 years. So we're there. Applause. 5 years, every week, bar, you know, the 2 or 3 months that Kedge messed up with the dates and stuff. But like, but that, you know, requires a stamina, a consistency. And these guys, again, came together. Nobody was already doing it.
No.
Right? And they put it together. And actually, first of all, they tried to get commissioned. It didn't happen. They got into radio. They're like, oh, radio, okay. But actually, radio was a blessing in disguise. It worked out really well. And all that. And then they went from there. But actually, what you've got here is a load of people that just have it in their heart to do it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's no, you've got to do this. Or maybe you should do it like this. No, it's coming all from the heart. Yeah. All those scenes, everything they did, and the writing of it.
And we've just not had another TV moment like that for Asians. Like, which is just, you know, like everyone is so proud and watching it all together as a family.
So you say that was in Birmingham?
Yeah,
you
it was,
that?
Yeah.
And weren't you in Newcastle this week as well? Right. So you were all over the place.
Mate, I tell you, that's hence why genuinely, you know, I said at the start of the podcast, Kingfisher, take a moment out, respond, you know, enjoy. It's been hectic. Life has been hectic. Take a moment out if you can. I was in Newcastle hosting these set of awards. Mm. It was a business set of awards. It was so much fun. Can I just say, Yorkshire people, Geordie people, Newcastle people, always when I go to Leeds, Newcastle, Manchester, it's just different, bro. Everyone's so cool and friendly. Even
is it like a bit more raw up there?
But also, you know, like, it's like, you know, people they don't come over and go, oh, hello. It's not like,
it's like, hi, so funny, mate.
No, it's more like, you're all right, Tommy. How are you? Oh, okay. You know, it's like, how's it going, mate? You're all right?
Chilled out.
He goes, you were fantastic up there on stage. You know, it's like, it just feels a bit more heartfelt. I loved it. Anyway, had a great one. And then the next day, we had to go down to Goodness Gracious Me in Birmingham. And I had a 12:30 train. I'm in a hotel.
Yep.
They gave me a suite with like a lounge. Didn't even use it, right? I thought, brilliant. I'm going to have a good... And the hotel's got a gym. Thought I'm going to wake up in the morning, go gym, have breakfast, go back for a kip, then get on the train. Happy day. Now, I knew it was raining. It was chugging down. All throughout that night, that Thursday night, I could hear the tree outside going...
Oh.
I'm thinking, God, that sounds loud right by the window.
Well, so you were in the middle of this storm, Babette.
Babette is up in Scotland.
No, but it was Babette.
It was Babette.
Yeah,
it was the tail of Babette.
It was the rim of Babette. Yeah. I wasn't in the full hole of it. I was just around the edges. I was at the perimeter of it. Right.
See, I was at the back end of it.
The south end?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I got done as well in the week.
Oh.
But apparently it was coming in from Wales. And in that respect, because of the storm, because of the noise, all of that stuff, the next day I thought, you know what? Just go to the station a little bit earlier. Train's at 12:30.
Good shout. That's very sensible of you.
Very sensible. Get there for midday because I've been hearing a lot about train cancellation. Go down there. Go there. Look at my 12:36 train. Yep, platform 11.
It's there.
But it says coming. Delayed.
I
thought, okay, it's fine.
As long as it's coming.
A lot of people buzzing around the station. A lot of people walking in and out. There's that kind of hubbub that there's something's going on. Eventually, 5 minutes after that, train's cancelled.
Oh.
No, but don't worry. There's another train to Birmingham. This is Penzance train. Okay, fine. Go into that 12:42 track training. So go over to there. Mm. That train, we're sitting on it. Delayed. About 10 past 1, 1:15. They eventually leave. It leaves. As the engine starts, everyone starts clapping.
Everyone's clapping on the train.
Right. And they went.
Sick.
And then as we pulled away, literally 5 minutes in, they went, sorry, this train's not going to it's only going as far as Leeds.
Could have walked
there. Right? And I'm thinking, right, what do I do? Then 10 minutes later, sorry, we're not going as far as Leeds. We're only going as far as York, even nearer. Right? So, then York, everyone gets kicked out. Right.
So you got off at York.
I had to get off at York. Yeah. And I knew I was getting off at York. But obviously I'm thinking, I've got to be on stage in about 4.5 hours. It's a 3-hour drive. Oh. So I typed in.
You know what I just realised?
Hire a car in York and went and hired a car.
The Grand Old Duke of York. Is that from that?
He had 10,000 men.
No, but is it from that York?
Yeah, it must be.
Okay.
The Grand Old Duke. Sorry. Duke of York.
Random thought. Carry on.
Yeah, because it must have been battles that went on back then.
Yes, hang on. You hired a car.
All online.
How quick was that?
While I was sat at the table on the train.
That's good.
I know. Because I also, when I got to, I'm going to say it, Enterprise, when I found him, and I had to run in the rain. You know, like you're running in the rain to the Enterprise place, because it's only a few hundred yards away. And a guy goes, mate. I walked in, he went, and the tall guy stood there at Enterprise, he went, what's going on? Like that. And I went, they've cancelled all the trains in the Midlands. So no trains from York down to about Derby, is what they said, right?
Wow.
Because flooding has come in from Wales.
Yeah.
So they're going, right. So, you know, it's weird because in that moment you're going to go, oh, crap. There's...
How am I getting home?
How am I getting home?
Yeah.
How am I getting to the gig?
Stuck in York, mate.
Okay, if I have to cancel the gig, I'm going to look, sorry, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
But actually, now what?
Yeah.
And who do I know in Leeds? Who do I know in York? All right. Mm. So all of that, you suddenly feel a bit useless. Got the hiker and he went, mate, he said, he goes, you're the first one.
Wow.
He goes, but after you, we got 14 phone calls for hire cars.
Good
and then all these guys came in and they was going, sorry, mate, we're out of cars. And they said,
oh,
yeah. And a few of them again. He goes, no, it's pre-booked. So it was just a madness. But one of the things that really bugged me was as I'm there and I'm late and I'm there and I'm saying to the guy, mate, we're late. He's giving me, you know, when you have to check the cars, any scratches?
Yeah.
We're outside.
In the rain.
And he's chucking it down. And he's going, right, as you can see, mate, there's no scuffs here. And I'm going, yeah, it's fine, mate.
Yeah,
I said,
yeah.
It's fine. And he goes, if there's a cut on the tyre, not a puncture, right? Because that's different. I'm looking, thinking, are you serious?
Just give me the car.
You know,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but they would have done you, though.
Or sit in the car. Mm. And then at the end of it, he went, do you want to pay the £25 extra to avoid the £2,000 excess?
No.
I went, yes. Put it on, because it's all been billed to the company. Yeah. Put it on.
Yeah.
Put it on. Done. So then he did that. But it was just like, can I say this without sounding out of order? I think Gordie have a different attitude to the rain than what we do. It's my parents' fault who were telling me, hey, me on that, me on that. No, come inside.
No, yeah. But then, hang on a minute, you were up north as well. It's a bit different there.
Yeah.
I mean, the rain is their summer anyway, isn't it?
It's and they like wear, just people like that, who live up north, they wear shorts.
That's what I mean.
In the winter.
That was summer for him.
Yeah. And by the way, a quick little side note, when I was trying to find Enterprise Rent a Car, because my map was sort of going, it was telling me that a dead end road, I was trying to find it from around the tracks, crossing over tracks. If you ever see a postman are the best, or woman, post people are the best people to ask for directions.
Yeah.
This guy was quick.
They know the
efficient
area.
And I went, mate, do you know where Enterprise is? He goes, absolutely. He goes, you're straight up there on the right. But he goes, it's a tricky one because there's a new housing estate. So you're going to go around to the left and then you'll see it immediately on the right. I was like, thank you.
Wow.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
very.
So postmen, great for advice. But my word, I got proper shafted in the rain.
Did you make it? Did you make it?
I made it late. It was supposed to start at 7. I'm walking into the building at 7:10. We started at 7:15. And that's why we went straight.
That's not bad.
Not bad in the scheme of things. Yeah.
I mean, I got soaked as well. What was it? Thursday, I think I was heading into London.
Mm.
I think I drove through a puddle and I actually had to stop and check if any water come in because I felt
into
like
water.
I felt like it'd come into my car.
Wow.
Because it was that deep and I was like, I've never been through a puddle that deep.
There was
before,
some
like,
horrific was, flooding Friday morning as well.
Yeah, it was Thursday night, Friday
Thursday
morning.
Night,
and,
yeah.
then the problem was I got to the club, parked up, and it was hammering it down. I was just like...
Oh, who's going to turn up to this?
No. I don't want to get out of my car and even walk there because it's like a 2-minute walk around the corner. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
Did it. I was soaked. Drenched. Got into the club and luckily I went into the bathroom and it was
nice
and warm.
What about your CD case? Did I get wet?
Who's your CDs?
No, just... you know, back in the day, though. It's funny, isn't it?
I thought... You know where I thought he was going? You're going, oh... were you playing wet? Or were you playing?
No. It's just
Rain.
But I just pictured it. Such carrying those two big black CD cases. Do you remember?
But now it's just like one big heavy rucksack, which is even worse because it's like if rain gets into that, your laptop's screwed.
That's everything.
And stuff.
That's the deck.
Yeah, no. It's just,
so we have been having horrific weather as well. Horrible, and then I know, Satch, you sort of you wanted to talk about why people are going pumpkin picking.
Yes, I do.
Why wouldn't they?
Do you know what? Is it,
as we approach Halloween.
Halloween's what? In a couple of weeks?
Next Tuesday.
Is it next Tuesday?
Yes.
I saw so many people on the weekend going pumpkin picking and I just thought, this is weird. Why are we doing this?
No, it's not weird. What?
No, I'll tell you why it's weird. Because, for example, when you go strawberry picking.
But I think I know what you're going to say.
When you go strawberry picking,
yeah,
you're picking strawberries.
You've got to bend down, crouch down, look, have a little fiddle through the leaves,
and
pick the good strawberries.
Yeah, pick the nice looking ones.
Pumpkins, like, are just, someone's got them in a box, stuck them in the ground, or just stuck them on the ground in the garden or something.
Like, and just said, roll them out.
Go and buy them.
Go pick one.
No, but it's not like it's grown there.
You're not picking it.
You're literally just picking.
Selecting.
You're selecting something that someone's put there. And I thought,
but it's already been picked, really. It's already been picked.
So then that's rubbish, isn't it?
So I didn't know. It'd be like me going to Tesco, buying 3 pumpkins, putting them in the garden.
Yeah, and selling them for 30 quid.
Who wants to pick a pumpkin, kids?
Yeah.
And they walk out to our garden where pumpkins
don't grow. I didn't know this is what it consisted of until very recently. Because I thought pumpkin picking was actually a thing.
Where you go and
you've got to pull one off the root.
Get it off the
root. But this is all, they're just in a field.
They're just in a field.
What's the point of that?
He's laughing because he's been.
I have been. Of course I've been.
But Tommy, what's the point of that?
No. I tell you why.
What do you do?
Okay, so we went to a farm in North, like near the M25, right? North London.
Yeah.
And And part of that farm, like, you know, it's all play slides and all that kids' farm. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And that's, they had, they went, oh, go and pick, go pumpkin picking, go pick your pumpkin. Is that it? And you're right, they're all just rolled down the floor. And they had like small ones and medium sized ones. They kind of had it sectioned off.
Yeah.
They had it in barrels and carts on the floor. And actually, I was thinking, oh, right. So they've just put them out to make it easy.
I went pumpkin picking in Tesco.
I didn't realize that was a thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They had a big box and I picked one out.
There you go.
There you go.
And have you got?
So that's the same thing. I just didn't take a photo of myself.
Have you got the proper tools? Have you got the proper pumpkin?
Yeah,
carving?
I've got the full.
You got a box
this year.
Well?
I'm entering competition as well.
So you know you have another Rotary box that you mentioned last week.
Yeah.
Have you got like a Halloween box?
Yes, there is a pumpkin
box.
Have you?
Yeah.
Because it keeps it all together and all the carving knives and all of that. No, but then all the tools.
Anyway, back to the pumpkin picking. Then I thought you could do it with any veg. So you could put out a whole bunch of doody.
Yeah.
Bangon. Do the picking?
Yeah.
Do the picking. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can even make like stuff at home and throw it in the grass in the garden. Be like, oh yeah, come pick up some pakori.
Bitter gourd,
But they're like, but pakori don't grow on the floor. Like, yeah, neither do pumpkins, mate.
But that's what I mean. Like,
so you could have like just a general bric-a-brac kind of sale in your back garden.
It could be a car boot sale.
Yeah. Or it could even be like...
Pick it.
You could even, in the same way they did with pumpkins...
So you're almost taking a muzz out of this.
No, it's not. If anything, he's opening it up to other things. Because in the same way with pumpkin picking, you could have it as husband picking.
So I just found the whole thing weird. And I think as the years go on...
I think it's done for children, isn't it? I think it's just, you know, children run around...
But that's even worse. You're teaching your child that something's
pumpkins grow
fake.
Like this.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But not
go
that.
Tesco.
You say it's for kids. It's not.
It's not.
People Instagram...
Yeah, bro. Everyone's Instagramming
it. Everyone's so artsy now. Everyone fancies themselves.
Do you know what? I'm going to say it. People that go pumpkin picking just want it for Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't think I have an argument against that.
Nah.
I don't think there's any other reason for it.
Like, it's I mean,
just to say that you've gone pumpkin picking just for the gram.
Can I grass up my wife a little bit here? Oh. She's into this stuff, right? And I told her, and I feel terrible. I'm probably a terrible man.
What, into the picture for the gram?
I don't want to decorate the tree, Christmas tree.
But you've gone extreme Scrooge.
Yeah,
levels.
No, that is extreme.
What?
You don't want to decorate a Christmas tree.
No, not with kids. Not with the kids. I don't want to carve pumpkins with the kids. It winds me up. I haven't got the patience for it. I look at what they're doing. I look at them making a real mess of it, or I look at them like potentially hurting themselves, and I'm like, I'm too wired for this. It's better if you lot just do it, and I'll make food.
Call me out of the shed.
Yeah.
Once you're done.
Yeah. I'll go plant
really,
some pumpkins on the floor.
Oh, that's sad.
That is very sad.
I have never carved a pumpkin.
Carving competition.
I've never carved a pumpkin properly from start to finish.
What are you carving in your pumpkin, Gage?
So basically, there's a competition at work.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna enter it for 50 quid voucher if you win it.
What are you gonna carve? Tell us.
Well, I was thinking about it. What? Because I want to go theme. So you could go for something. You know, maybe do a Barbie one. Maybe do.
It's orange. So you got to do Chris Evans, ginger.
I could do Chris Evans. That's a good show. Yeah. Well, I was just thinking of doing the Virgin logo, maybe.
Yeah.
That might.
No, that's boring. Come on, you can do better.
No, that's boring. It's a difficult carve.
No, it's boring. Give me something exciting.
But I don't think I've got the techers. I'm not on that. You know, like when they do faces, I don't think I've got that much techers. Do you know what I mean? I can do a carving.
But I'm pretty sure there'll be something on YouTube that can talk you through it as a tutorial.
I've never carved a pumpkin.
Oh, no, such a missing out. Yeah. It's good fun.
We're pumpkin virgins.
It's dirty.
Have you?
Yeah, look, you're a virgin.
Yeah.
And we're pumpkin virgins.
Have you? You've not done it.
Nope, never done one. Never.
You don't know
about the scoopage from the inside and all the techers.
Well, I've watched them do it.
Shall I tell you the first? Here's the tip I learned. Which I'm going to do this year.
Keep your tip out of it.
For this year's,
you don't scoop the pumpkin
for this
with
year's
that.
Pumpkin carving, right? Yeah. Everyone always cuts the top, right? So normally, what you do is you draw like a hexagon around the top of the.
Why a hexagon, not a circle?
So if it's a hexagon and then you go in at an angle of 45, then that it becomes a nice lid for it to close, right?
Okay, like a jar lid.
So otherwise, if you go straight, it'll fall straight through. So you've got to go in at an angle, right? 45 degrees. So
everyone always. That bit already.
Well, it does take time to get that right. But everyone always goes around
once.
The top. Everyone, no.
You get it wrong once, and then you Google it, and you don't do it again.
Yeah,
it does take time, kids.
So, they ruined the pumpkin.
But the thing I learned this year is, and these are the early things you learn, is cut the bottom out. Cut the bottom out, then what you've got is...
The kids like to open up his bottom when it comes to pumpkins.
Open the bottom, because then you can just lift the whole pumpkin up, put your candle in the bottom, and then you can close it. Whereas if you go
from the
top, then you've got to try and get the match, to try and light a match and get it in.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Like, I struggle. Yeah.
So that's the best thing I've learned.
Yeah, good. That's good.
No, but why has no one thought of that before? Surely you cut the bottom. I would have done that.
Well, I think in the past, everyone's gone around the top because it's like a lid, isn't it? So people
you cut the bottom, then you can just pick the whole thing up. Yeah.
Drake.
Makes sense.
Drake
and the
good.
Other one, the other tip I learned involves Vaseline and a pumpkin.
So your tip... Vaseline.
Yeah.
Your
just
tip
rub the
Vaseline.
Edges with the petroleum jelly and it will last longer.
Oh, What does the what? Oh, it doesn't rot the edges of it.
Yes.
Can
yeah.
I just say, okay, on a side note,
yeah.
I think Vaseline is incredible.
I think it's disgusting. I reckon,
no, whatever it is,
no,
you got dry skin. You got,
no,
got
Tommy, it's got petroleum in it, bruv. Why mean? Are you putting that on your face?
Bro,
don't start me.
It's no, not all over your face. If you've got dry lips, you've got
no,
cracked lips, bruv.
You're putting petroleum on
will do
your
you better
face.
Than Vaseline. Vaseline, even my kids, when they had little rashes on their legs or whatever, Vaseline, next day,
oh
gone.
My God.
There is something magical about Vaseline.
No, no, no. Where else it's such a desi thing. It's such a desi thing. And
I'm not talking about the whole full put in your ball. That's sarudatel. That's where that comes in.
Who? Right? People put oil. Vaseline on everything. Like, it's, just don't it's put disgusting. It on your body.
I don't like
no,
it.
No, you should. I disagree. Because I think, have you ever, you don't know, you, clearly you don't know if it does a good job or not. Because you never had that situation. I tell you, I bet you, if you put Vaseline on, you'd be less annoying. I guarantee it, it's that good.
And less crusty.
Yeah.
I will never put that on my face. Right. But I haven't mentioned the fact that there was a big cricket game over the weekend. The World Cup, India are playing in the World Cup. The World Cup is going on. Mm. There have been some shocking results.
Yep. Yes.
You know, Afghanistan have now beaten Pakistan and they've beaten England. We've got Holland, who've been winning games against the big titans as well. And India are still cruising. India top of the table.
Yeah.
And it was the big one on Sunday. And did you guys watch it?
No, I was at the beach all day. And there was the last sunny day of the year, I reckon. So yeah, I was
went to the beach in October.
I was at the beach yesterday, Sunday, all day. No, I'll tell you why. My dej called wife just woke up and went, "It's a sunny day, let's go." And I'm
fair
like,
enough.
And bear in mind, I just come off the back of that Newcastle mad trip,
then you
came
whizzing
back that, then came back, then hosted a wedding on Saturday night. So Sunday was my like
day off.
Day. Mm. And she was like, "Well, we've got to spend time with the kids." And I'm like,
Where's the beach, Randy?
No, miles away. We went to Herne Bay in Kent.
Right.
Which is an hour and a half away. But yeah, so we were there. So I missed all the good, but I heard it was incredible yesterday.
I know you're a fan.
I watched it. But I think, do you know what? Like, with this whole World Cup, I think I mentioned it earlier. And I was just like, it's an ODI now. We're so used to watching a 2020. It's done in 3 hours, yeah?
Yeah.
This is an ODI, so it's a bit different. 8 hours of a game, really.
At least eight.
So I've realised now.
Yeah.
I don't think I can sit through for 8 hours watching a game.
Yeah, it's a long.
Like
it,
no, I've realised I'm a dip in and out.
Nice. I need some dips as well.
So like I watch.
Say that because
I watched the start.
Yeah.
Like I had breakfast while I was watching it. I was like, oh, this is good. Then I was like, I need to do something. I went to the gym. Then like I came back from the gym, watched a bit more.
Yeah.
And the other inning started, and I was like, oh yeah, this is good. Went for a walk. Then came back again and watched a bit. Yeah. Do you know, like, I was doing it in
stages. It's funny you said that because I was...
Then I caught the end, which was obviously
so
good.
This game, which was really a big, exciting game against New Zealand. Yeah. And I started doing the same. I did a little yoga sesh, came back, went for a run, came back, had a little snooze, put it back on again. And it's like, what's happening? I would never do that.
No, but in the same way, can I say, when we've been at cricket matches together... We kind of do the same. We all chat.
We used to dip out.
Yeah, but we were never really in. And then it'd be like, oh, time for food, time for drinks, time for something else.
I think, that's a bit of a reflection on our society. I think we are,
losing
our attention span is going.
I've always thought that.
Because I wouldn't move.
Yeah.
From a one-day national, I wouldn't move. I'd sit there.
For 8 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think I would as well. Yeah.
I'd just sit there for 8 hours, eat.
Yeah. And not do much
literally
else.
Literally get up to go for a week. Well, you know, if we're doing badly, I'll go for a week. If we're doing well, I wouldn't go up. And that would be it. And I was like, now I'm a little bit sort of blasé about the whole thing. Like, do you know what I mean?
Same here.
What's going on?
But then, see, okay, really sadly on that note.
I'm upset about that.
I think I have that same attitude towards everything. And that worries me because I'm thinking like, so I purposely listen to new music on Apple and Spotify.
Yeah.
What is the new music? Because I'm like... It's very easy for me now to be stuck in my ways.
Yeah.
Like, actually, I only want to watch the end last hour of cricket. Fine. I only want to watch, you know, and presumably that's where the tamasha is.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And actually, I only want to listen to Capital Extra Reloaded.
Reloaded.
And also Kistory. That's it. Those are the two sessions. It's that and LBC. So I'm becoming in my ways. But new music makes me break out of it. Makes me kind of go, I need to hear.
But do you like it?
I do, actually.
Do you?
I really got into it.
I don't like it.
You know, like.
No, there is.
Swear,
it's very rare that a song comes along and I'm like, that's all right.
No,
like,
no, there is good stuff.
Yeah, actually,
is good stuff,
Sam.
Like, but
I don't
know about
that. Oh, I'll tell you what my song
no,
at the
but
moment,
I, then but again, I'm listening it to from a point of view is, would I play it?
Yeah.
So it's a bit different.
Jungle, back on a 74. Have you It's like this funky disco-y song.
Yeah.
Right, back on a 74, and it's by a group called Jungle, so not Jungle Music.
Yeah.
But it's just beautiful. Have a little listen. Go and have a little listen right now.
Okay.
But anyway, but I wouldn't come across it if I listen to new music. I was saying, you got to get out of your comfort, but you'll be an advocate of that. You know when they say, like, to avoid dementia and all that, take a different route to work. Mm. Walk the other way. Try using your other hand for stuff.
Yeah.
Hello.
I always do.
Yeah.
No, I with my mouse, because I'm left-handed, so I always try and use my... See if I can get the right hand.
And how coordinated do you feel? I bet you're amazing, aren't you?
Well, I could... Because
I do it so much.
Do you change the buttons over for the clickage?
No, I try and use the...
The way it is.
The way it is, just to make it even harder.
No, that's weird, though.
But I use a right-hand mouse, then. I'm left-handed as well. But
that's
I don't
even
change,
weird,
do you, why, do you change the buttons for your mouse?
You can. So my left-handed mouse is sorted out for. But I think
so. Your click is you're still.
Well, no,
index
but when
finger.
You use an Apple mouse, I think it's different. So it's just one button.
Yeah,
but it's only two buttons anyway.
It's where you press on the pad, kind of thing.
Oh, okay. So look, I think it's good. Stay.
But it's
stay
funny.
On your
toes. I just noticed that. I think maybe our attention span.
Thinking of it even further, that's an 8-hour game.
Yeah.
Some football games I can't even last now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm struggling through football.
Exactly. That's I need problem. To 90 minutes. You can't even hold it.
I need
hold
to. No, I need to do something else
what
while
do you
I'm
do
watching
a football game. Yes.
I don't know. Like
that's probably because
emails.
You're a Man United fan.
No, I've always got something to do, like on my laptop, like work or get back to something.
But is that the wider problem, Satch? That basically we are all have got something else to do, and actually, you should just be in that moment and enjoy it,
bruv. Yes.
No, but with you,
100%.
No, because then I feel
because
like
there's nothing wrong in watching 90 minutes of football, Sage.
No, I'm not saying there is, but I'm just now I've got to a point where it's like I want to use my time a bit wisely, where I can do that at the same time as watching the football. Then I can do something else to get my mind off.
But
they always say, multitasking means that you're not paying attention to anything.
No, because you're still doing it. Yeah, no,
it's absolutely
not, but
true.
No, it depends on how much attention that thing really needs.
Yeah, like, but as soon as you split your attention, then you're not giving 100%. 25.
Yeah, but why do you need to give a football match 100%?
Yeah, agree.
Because that's what you've chosen to do.
You're not. No, I haven't.
No, but I haven't chosen. I've chosen to half do.
It's almost like I'm saying, you know what? I just want to know. I want to see. Oh yeah, what's that? When I hear a bit of Raw, I look around. Oh yeah, they scored. They're not scored. Or what's happening?
You're not
God,
doing anything. But then you're not doing anything wholeheartedly.
Well, no, it's not about the heart. But I don't think you need to watch football wholeheartedly.
No, but I'm saying I'm upset at myself that I should be watching cricket wholeheartedly. I'm upset that if you are doing one thing, you should do it wholeheartedly.
I think that's more just probably.
I ain't
you.
Got time for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got other stuff.
I think that's just human life.
I tell you where I feel a bit more guilty. Like even today, Logan goes, "Oh, let's play football in the garden. That's all he wants to do. Play football." Yeah. And I went, "Oh, Logan, I've got to make your dinner. I've got to make the chicken curry."
Yeah, you can't do that while playing football.
Right? And I went, "Okay." I went, "Hold it. Let me put the food on, and then we're going to go straight out."
Yeah.
So I quickly did it, and he's there hovering around.
Yeah.
And even while we were there, I was thinking, "Oh, actually, I should probably just. I need to add the dhania to it."
You got to go back in.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? Forget the dhania, Tommy.
There you go.
Forget it.
There you go.
Put the dhania in at the very end.
This moment's not coming again.
Yeah, and Logan's not going to go, "Dad, when did you put the dhania in?" Because I don't think you quite timed it right.
Did you say your curry tasted rank?
No, he didn't.
Of the time, we overestimate what children, young people... will remember and what they expect.
Yeah.
No, but you know that's a bit different. But I'm just saying, now I do feel like, honestly, sometimes when I'm sitting there watching something that even like, for example, football. Football's the only time I really sit there and watch something for 90 minutes. I'm just like, I could be doing other stuff and using my time a bit more wisely.
Okay, then what have you watched that you've enjoyed watching?
So I have actually, I've been going on about it for the past 3 weeks, the Beckham documentary.
Yes.
Anyone seen it?
No.
I knew no one.
No, I've been in.
I want to.
I have now.
You said you didn't want to. Yeah.
No, I do want to.
You changed your tune, haven't you?
I'll tell you why he now wants to.
Go on.
Someone at work said, you've got to watch it.
I read a column about it in the newspaper.
What's wrong with Satch's opinion?
Exactly.
You'd rather go by someone you don't know.
Because Satch's opinion, I can't take for, because he was banging on about some Roald Dahl film, which I wasted my life on.
17 minutes.
And also, normally what Satch likes, I don't like.
Did you not like that Roald Dahl film?
No.
Really? That snake thing?
Yeah, it was
poison.
Terrible.
Was it poison?
But like I said, I think it was because I came off the back of watching Blackberry, the film, which was probably arguably the best film this year. And then I was expecting...
It's a documentary, right?
No, it's actually a film.
It's a good film.
He's set scene. Yeah. So I think I was on a high.
I'm sorry, it was a verification. Yeah. You're like, no, not me, Dad.
It's
a good film. Legit, it's a good film.
But
I wouldn't say it's the best film this year, but it's a good film. Yeah,
well, but what else have you seen?
No, the 70-minute Poison one.
Wow.
No. But when Sat said it, it's fine. But that's one opinion. I always got to go with what's the second one as well.
Bro, the whole world is seeing it and saying this is the best documentary out in ages.
I know, but it has to be a very... So I got Satch as one verified source. And then the second one was an article in The Guardian. I read that and I thought,
The Guardian.
Yeah.
He reads The Guardian.
It was a bit more in depth. And I thought, actually, I want to know about that part of his career as well. So then I thought, right.
Go on, what part is it? Tell me.
No, just like, you know, at Man United with Ferguson, I want
to
know about
that.
That's
why I said to you, you need to watch it because you would like it, all people.
Yeah, because you get a little insight to Fergie. I'm a bit more obsessed with how Fergie managed those stars.
The whole thing.
Also, actually, when it goes to Real Madrid as well, I think that's quite interesting.
It's very interesting. And do you know what? Like, I think out of all of it, you just realise, you know what? He's a very clever person. And he's got some, like...
I don't think he was from the beginning.
No, he's not. But you got to understand that, like, I think he's clever because... He's got good people around him, but you still got to be clever to have those good people around you. Do you see what I mean? So you got to give him some credit somewhere.
Correct.
And when you look at it now and all the things that he's done, you're just like, you know what? This guy's a bit of a G. It's really good.
Fair enough.
That was definitely one thing that I saw. And the other thing, and this is a wild card, and I know you guys have never seen this, but there's a series that caught my eye on Prime. It's called Mumbai, My Beloved. Honestly, it is brilliant.
Brilliant.
Tommy, you would love it.
Okay, done.
Mumbai, what's it about? Gangsters.
It's about gangsters in Mumbai.
See? Yeah.
Tommy, you'd love it. Okay, it's right up your street.
I believe you.
Swearing in it?
I trust you.
Oh, it's so like gory and gruesome. It is.
Who's in it? Any big names?
No, there's no big names in it.
Okay. I just Googled
it. But it's about sort of like the Mumbai underworld. And it's based on real people. So when you watch
Dawood
it, you know,
Ibrahim.
And you know about... Yeah, it's about him.
Who?
Dawood Ibrahim.
It's based on his life. Honestly,
he runs India.
Incredible. Oh, wow. Watch it.
Well, I just Googled it and it's got a 5-star review in The Guardian, Kedge. So you watch it as well.
Do you know what? It's actually got a 5-star review on Prime when you turn it on. Okay. And I was just like, it's got to be decent.
But so did that thing that you start watching as well, which obviously you haven't mentioned ever again with Priyanka Chopra.
Citadel. I thought that was all right.
It was all right.
Leave it. It was
advertising, right?
Well, no, that's it.
What have you watched?
I saw Expendables, the new one, the new Expendables, Expendables 4.
Is that the cartoon?
No,
that's Expendables.
It's the one with Arnie and
Stallone and all the old boys.
The fourth one of them.
Yeah, fourth one. But they got some young blood in it. 50 Cent in it.
Oh.
And the other one, Megan Fox.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Jason.
Statham.
Yeah, he's in it.
He's brilliant. I love him.
Bro, his acting's a bit weird.
Oh, is it rubbish?
It's a bit wooden.
But he just does that thing. Then
yeah, no, but I just thought it was like, bro, you don't look like you're acting in this film.
I watched a film with him in it recently, Operation Fortune, Guy Ritchie. Really good.
Dolph, what's his name? Dolph Lundgren. He's a bit wooden. They're all a bit wooden. Bless them. But it was good fun. Good.
Well, I haven't seen anything, so now I've got my little recommendation. Mumbai, My Beloved wins for my watch of the week. Let's see if I can get that done by next week. But things we've learned.
I've got an absolute cracker. I'm going to go last.
Okay, good. I'll go first because mine is one that's, if I'm really honest, nicked from another podcast, because obviously I listen to lots of podcasts. You flat around, you see the little clips as well.
Yeah.
And so you might have seen this one as well. I forget which podcast it's from, which is really bad of me.
Are you nicking podcast content from another podcast?
But I mean, podcast feed podcast. The podcast family are one. So it's not really podcast people aren't really rivals. Sharing is caring.
Now.
So I'm bigging up. I'll tell you what, Nick Grimshaw, old mate, he was on as a guest.
Yeah.
And they were discussing this. I don't know whose podcast
with Annie
it
Mac.
Was. I know. I think it was like a podcast of a guy who's a former. This is the only way is Chelsea. Whatever that Chelsea one was. What was that one?
Oh, that one.
Chelsea.
He's got blonde hair.
Yeah, that one.
He was on Strictly.
Made in Chelsea.
He was in Strictly.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, and he's normally on with his missus. So it's him.
Yeah.
But talking to Nick Grimshaw. Right. And basically, they said, and this is a good things we've learned. Mm. They say, why does James Bond have his drinks shaken?
Oh, I heard this.
And not stirred.
Oh.
What do you?
I know the answer, so you...
Okay, let me see if it is the same. Because when I forgot it, I thought, I'm going to mention that in the podcast today. I Googled it and lots of other things came up.
Oh.
Right? And like other reasons why he shakes it and not stirs it. Right? But the reason why they gave in their podcast was, it says, when you shake... Yeah, so he wants it shaken, not stirred.
Not stirred.
When you stir it, the vodka, the mixer and the ice all mix together so you get drunker. When you shake it, the water sits at the top.
And he only sips
it. So that you sip it, and therefore you're sipping water, therefore you're staying sober, and he's then on duty as a spy. Wow, he's keeping his wits about
him.
That's it. So they said that was the technique. So if that is, but I don't think that was ever referenced in the James Bond movies, but it might have just been a secret behind the scenes reason.
Yeah, that's a secret.
I like that. So Shaken leaves the water sitting at the stop. And therefore, therefore, you know, like sometimes when you do pour a drink, and all of a sudden, like, all your mixer is at the bottom. And you haven't had that. You're like, oh, this is just Barney. And then you get the moment, like, it's all gone. So I get that.
Because it's shaken.
It's shaken, not
shaken.
Okay.
Should I go next?
Sachin, yeah, he wants to go next. He wants to go last.
He wants to go last. Yeah. I'll go next. The thing that I learned is, what's the real name, and we say this all the time, for hashtag?
Oh, it's that American word.
Because it's not a hashtag.
What do you mean? That little grid.
The hashtag, obviously, the hashtag.
The North and Crosses board.
So the two lines and the two that go
what
through it.
What do the Americans call it? Pound.
No.
They do say pound sign. Is that Starkey? No, Starkey.
No, it is the pound sign.
This is the real name for hashtag.
Go on.
It's an octothorpe.
Oh. That could be the baddie. That could be the baddie in James Bond.
No, it's a baddie.
Octothorpe.
No, it's a baddie at a theme park just outside London.
Very good.
Mm. Octothorpe.
Yeah, Octothorpe. Not to be mixed up with.
Or if they opened up seven other branches.
Hector Chesington.
It would be known as the conglomerate of the Octothorpe.
If you want to, you know, leave us a little message on X, as they call it now.
Yeah.
It's going to be Octothorpe Brownlow. Not hashtag.
Oh, hashtag. Yeah, okay. Octothorpe. It's a good
one. My one is short but sweet. You will never have heard it. You are now going to be enlightened. And it's just a very short but sweet fact. And that is turtles breathe through their bum.
I think I knew that, you know.
No, you didn't.
I think I did.
So if you were going to suffocate a turtle, you stick your finger in his bum. Or her bum.
Many, many. That is one of many ways.
What, don't they have nostrils as well?
No.
Well,
maybe they do. And they're
is their bud also their breath?
Yeah.
Don't say yeah like that. You didn't know. You hadn't thought of that.
To be fair, I don't really care. But now that you're going into it.
What? I'm not going into no turtle's bum. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to work out if they breathe through their bum.
Yeah. Maybe they fart through their nose.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe. I haven't done that scientific experiment yet, but we could ask maybe on that Planet 3 show that Attenborough is doing.
Yeah,
maybe
Planet Earth.
Started yesterday, isn't it?
Yeah, it started yesterday. Yeah.
That's one to watch.
People got emotional.
I haven't started it. Yeah, it looks good.
Give it love. Lovely. On that turtle chitter note, let me just remind everybody to look up and see the beauty, or see the booty, as it might be, for a turtle. Our podcast has been brought to you this week by Kingfisher, who've kindly supported us on it. Thank you, Kingfisher. They want you to take time out and just appreciate life. Take time out to look up and see the beauty. So we want you to have a Kingfisher. We want you to have a nice beer. Drink in moderation. Have it to celebrate good times. Have it to have a moment to yourself. And if you do want to get a Kingfisher beer, go to wonderlustdrinkscompany.com. And if you go buy your Kingfisher from there, you'll get 15% discount off your first order. All you got to do is type in Brownload at the checkout. Right. Until next week, thanks a lot, Kingfisher. Thanks a lot, Sat. Thanks a lot, Kedge.
Laters.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.